Welcome to the big show.
He could go all
the way. Oh, America, are you serious? It is showtime, baby. Here we go.
Here live at the newly named, newly dedicated Phil Danaher Field. We are broadcasting live at Calchoso Sports Radio, which is coincidentally home of La Máquina Amarilla. This non-district matchup features the 32-4A at Calchoso Yellow Jackets and the 31-4A Cal Allen Wildcats. Game time is moments away here as both teams have taken the field. The Ed Calchoso Jackets will be receiving the ball. Kick it off from the 40-yard line. Number 13 for the Wildcats. A small crowd on hand. Maybe 100, maybe 200 people from Ed Calchoso. But a rather large and impressive crowd from Cal Allen. Ball is kicked. Caught by Roger Garcia at the 5-yard line. Has some room to run. And is met by a multitude of tacklers, brought down officially at the 20-yard line. So officially will be a 15-yard return by Roger Garcia as the Yellow Jacket offense is ramped to take the field and start tonight's ballgame. Yellow Jacket offense, of course, experiencing quite a few difficulties last week. And things were not made any better given the injury to junior quarterback Ryan Garza. And the all-telling question, which we'll find out in a few moments, is whether Ryan Garza will be taking the field for the Yellow Jackets. And indeed he is. From the ASAP formation, Ryan Garza handed off to Roger Garcia, sweep to the left, and met immediately at the line by the cornerback. No gain on the play. Brings up second down and 10. Shout out going to Carlos Arispe, who's out there tuning into tonight's ball game from Edinburgh. Yellow Jackets in second and 10. Ball spot near the 20-yard line in a tight formation. Motion to the right. Ryan drops back to pass. Has difficulty, has to scramble. Gets the ball off and has a receiver, but the ball is tipped. And given the scrambling there, it was quite evident that Ryan was not scrambling to his full potential. Did show signs of limping there, not quite a full stride that you might normally see from someone who's not injured. You know, questions racing through my mind right now exactly how well he is right now. But obviously Coach Lee feels that he is ready to go and has offered to keep him in tonight's ballgame at start. A critical third down here on the opening drive of tonight's ball game. Third and 10 for the Yellow Jackets, and they now move to a spread formation. Two receivers to the top, as well as at the bottom. And before the play can even get off, there are flags on the field. Penalty is on the Yellow Jackets. Illegal motion. Take the Yellow Jackets 5 yards back. Now places the ball at the 15-yard line. Third and about 15. Still in the doubles formation as Ryan drops back to pass. Has time to throw. Lets it loose. Has Holomo, who makes the catch. Good enough for the first down plus some. Officially will be about an 18-yard reception as the ball is now spot near the 35-yard line. First down for the Yellow Jackets. So 11 minutes and 6 seconds into the first quarter, the Yellow Jackets managed to put together a first down. Solis now with a trips formation. Appears to be some confusion there on the alignment. Now have switched to the spread with two receivers on top and on the bottom. Shotgun hands the ball off to Roger on the run. Has a small seam, but does manage to pick up close to about 7 yards. It'll bring up a second down and three. Once again, would like to welcome the coaches, the JV and freshman coaches for the Edcouchesville Yellow Jackets who are out scouting. And of course, we'll be providing updates, at least until their computer battery lasts, providing updates of the Harlingen-Mack High game. Many thanks to those guys out there. Second down and about three, ball spot near the 42-yard line. Coach Elise sticking with a double, fakes the handoff. And Ryan in all kinds of trouble. May have been better to have given the ball there. Instead, Ryan struggles to not even to try to make it back to the line of scrimmage. Instead, loses approximately 2 yards, brings up a third and five. Ball spot near the 40-yard line. Minutes and 42 seconds here. Score still 0-0 in the first quarter. Third down and five. Handoff to Roger Garcia off the left side. Has some room. Could be off to the races. To the 40, to the 35, and tackled near the 32-yard line. A nice pickup there for Rogers. Nearly 29 yards on the run there by Roger Garcia. Ball spot now near the 32-yard line in Wildcat territory. A lot of success so far in this spread formation. Solis has not gone back to the tight formation. And again, fakes the handoff. Ryan keeps it. And again, having difficulties running with the ball, and he is going to be tackled for about a 4-yard loss, and we have an injury timeout there as Ryan Garza is on the floor. Does not appear to be too serious of an injury, but given the circumstances of his ankle, it may not be something to take lightly. Well, with 8 minutes and 55 seconds, we are on an injury timeout. We'll go ahead and use this time to take a quick pause. You are listening to Ed Couchelson Sports Radio.
You're listening to Ed Couchelson Sports Radio, home of La Máquina Amarilla.
While you enjoy the game, JBR Digital Imaging is hard at work bringing you all the up-close and personal snapshots of Edcouchesville football. Visit eejackets.com/JBR to access JBR Digital's .photo account, which ultimately will allow you to see snapshots of tonight's game as well as others. Oh, there he goes again. JBR Digital Imaging, a proud sponsor of Edcouchesville Sports Radio.
Once again, JBR Digital is indeed a proud sponsor, has been providing EEJackets.com with action photos for the last 3 years. Haven't quite had a chance to take a peek to the sidelines to see if Mr. George E. Science, class of 76, is on hand for tonight's ballgame. But if he is, we'll be looking forward to his action photography. New quarterback in as the Yellow Jackets sticking to the spread. Now moves to trips formation after the motion, has difficulty with the snap, and the quarterback has to immediately dump off the ball to the running back, but apparently the Wildcats wisely recognizing that a new quarterback is in the ball game and decided to test him immediately and pretty much sent the house there as three rushers were pretty much all over number 18, Isaac Prado, the new quarterback for the Yellow Jackets, were all over him. Officially will be a pass, but will be nearly a 7 or 8 yard loss. It'll bring up a third down and close to about 20 as the ball is spot near the 43-yard line. formation again, as quarterback Isaac Bravo is still in the ballgame. And Solis not too happy as he is forced to call a timeout. It appears to have been some confusion. I stand corrected. The timeout was not called in time. And the Yellow Jackets will sustain a penalty. 5 yards on the Yellow Jackets. It will be a delay of game penalty. So it'll bring up a third down and 25 here for the Yellow Jackets. And just a quick update there on quarterback Ryan Garza. It appears that he may have re-injured his ankle. I'm not sure which ankle it was, but was not fully able to walk off on his own power. It appears that the left ankle may have been re-injured. Isaac Brown draws back to pass on this long completion. Let's go, a bomb! And I'm surprised there is no flag there on the coverage there, as number 42 for the Wildcats was all over number 12, Jesse Jalomo. But the men in black and white feel that it was a legal play. Therefore, it'll bring up a fourth down, and the Edcount Joseph Yellow Jackets will be punting for the first time in tonight's ballgame. And it will be a difficult punt for them to complete, as they will be punting against this blustering wind coming out of the south-southeast, near 20 miles per hour. Ball will be spotted near the 48-yard line, still in Wildcat territory, as the Yellow Jackets will go to a spread punt. And a kick that is grossly affected by the wind. It doesn't go very far. Probably be at an 18-yard punt. And with 7:24, the Wildcats will take over near their 28-yard line. First and 10. So the first outing for the Yellow Jackets did show some signs of being able to move the ball against this stingy Wildcat defense, but immediately was stifled once starting quarterback Ryan Garza had to leave the game. Hopefully he will be okay, and we will be reporting any updates that we do receive about his condition to you immediately. Well, Jacket defense will be taking the field for the first time as the Wildcats, from their own 28-yard line, will hand the ball off from the spread, and a lot of room to run there as he, the number 21 for the Wildcats, maneuvers up the middle of the field. Fortunately, the safeties for the Yellow Jackets coming up and managing to stop the ball carry before he can gain any more yards will be close to a 6-yard pickup, second down at about 4. Second down play. Appears to have been a dive up the middle. Running tough for the Wildcats. Number 21 again. And picks up maybe enough for the first down. It'll be close. And it appears that the officials will call a timeout for measurement. Crowd here on hand has increased. If I had to estimate, I'd say probably about 200 to 250 people on hand for the Yellow Jackets. Nowhere near capacity here on the visiting side. On the contrary, a large crowd here on hand for the Wildcats, partially due to the fact that there was a field naming ceremony in honor of head coach Phil Danaher. Wildcat Stadium, now known as Phil Danaher Field. And the official measurement shows that the Wildcats did have enough for the first down. First and 10 from the 38-yard line. Wildcats opting to stick to the spread formation. The motion to the right gives a handoff on the to the upside of the field, and a great job there by number 12 for the Yellow Jackets. Jesse Jalomo playing safety, steps up, immediately makes a tackle in the backfield. Will be about a 2-yard loss, bring up a second down and 12. The jet sweep to the right was the play. Receiver goes in motion from the wideout position and is handed off the ball. And then tries to use his speed to get outside. But unfortunately, Jalomo in position to prevent that from happening. bring up a 2nd and 12, and it will be a pass as the quarterback will go through play action, has a receiver open, and cannot complete it. The ball slightly overthrown and falls right into the hands. And actually, I got to give credit to Jesse Jalomo. I mean, it was almost in his hands, but he had to make a diving effort to actually make that interception. Once again, number 12, Jesse Jalomo coming up big on the last two plays, and now coming up with a huge interception near the 47-yard line of the Yellow Jackets. So the offense will take over, 1st and 10, after the Jesse Jalomo interception. Quarterback Isaac Prado still on the field, and we see the Jackets back in a tight formation. Hands the ball off to Roger, has a little bit of room to run through the seams, and tries to make a cut, but cuts back into the traffic and is going to be brought down. Does pick up close to 5 or 6 yards. It will bring up a 2nd and 5. I want to thank the coaches from Ed Calchoso, JV and freshman, out there scouting the Mac High Harlingen game, providing us with updates. With 5:53 left in the first, it appears that Harlingen is winning 3-0. And there appears to have been a fumble on the play, and Catalan signaling that they have it. And indeed, the referees agree. Turnover immediately returns the ball back to the Wildcats. Do want to remind you that we are on Twitter. EEJackets.com is on Twitter. And I'm trying to type in my update right now. Well, the Wildcats will take over from the spread formation. 1st and 10. Near the 49-yard line of the Yellow Jackets, and a heck of a job there by number 28 for the Yellow Jackets. Looking to my official roster on EEJackets.com, number 28 is Salvador Martinez, coming from the linebacker position and making a huge tackle on the quarterback, who was running to the left-hand side of the field on an option. Will be close to a 2-yard loss, 2nd and 12, ball spot near the 50-yard line. Back to pass, has receiver open. Pass the 30 to the 25, has the block, one man to beat. And number 12, Jesse Jalomo, making a touchdown-saving tackle in near the 12-yard line. And it will officially be close to a 35-yard reception. And it gives the Wildcats a 1st and 10 from the 12-yard line. Wildcat quarterback with all kinds of time to throw the ball there, and good job by number 14 of the Wildcats to find the open seam in the defense. So on 1st down, quarterback hands the ball off, immediately tackled by number 52 of the Yellow Jackets, Alex Garcia, but not after he picks up close to about 3 or 4 yards, and the ball will be spotted inside the 10-yard line at the 9. Wildcats with the win to their back at the 9-yard line. It's going to be a quarterback option. Fakes the option. Decides to keep it and try to scramble through the middle. Maybe picks up about 3 or 4 yards. Gets near the 5-yard line. Clock continues to run. 3:10 here in the first quarter. And it brings up a all-critical 3rd down and about 4 for the Wildcats. Trips formation to the right. Wildcats with the option again. Try to overload. And the defense coming up big. Leading the way for the Yellow Jackets. Appears to have been number 26 for the Yellow Jackets. Santos Garza coming up with a tackle That results in about a one-yard loss. It'll bring up a fourth down. An interesting decision here by Coach Danaher. Go for it on a fourth and four at the six-yard line, or potentially put some points on the board and kick a field goal. It doesn't appear that the field goal unit is in the ball game, and indeed they are not. Coach Phil Danaher, in front of this large capacity crowd here at Wildcat Stadium, is going for it. Trips left, and I won't be surprised if we see an option to the left. Wildcats with a hard count try to, fakes the option, decides to pass, cuts to the right though, has a receiver wide open in the end zone, touchdown Wildcats. All sorts of trickery going on in that play, and I got to give credit. I don't know if that was a design play or not, but regardless, had trips to the left, showed an option, and he faked it, decided to cut back and had room to run. And because they had room to run, the corner and the safety were first forced to step up, and that pretty much left the receiver wide open in the corner of the end zone. So really it was not a win-win situation there for the Yellow Jackets, as the contained backside coverage of the linebacker defensive end seemed to have failed and left those two guys on an island. As a result, the Wildcats strike first. 6-0, as the kick is blocked by number 28, Salvador Martinez, with a big-time block there. 6-0, your score, with 1 minute and 50 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Well, with that said, let's go ahead and take a quick pause for the cause. You are listening to Ed Calchosa Sports Radio.
You're listening to Ed Calchosa Sports Radio, home of La Máquina Amarilla.
When it comes to our photography needs, EEJackets.com turns to JBR Digital Imaging. Servicing the Mid-Valley for several years now, JBR Digital is owned and operated by George E. Sines, EE grad of 76. Fulfill your photography needs by contacting JBR Digital at 956-499-6374 or by sending an email to jbrdigital@yahoo.com. JBR Digital is a proud sponsor of Ed Calchosa Sports Radio.
JBR Digital, a proud sponsor, as the Catalan Wildcats are set to kick off. Roger Garcia catching the ball near the two-yard line. Cutting left, cutting right. Does break through the first line of defense on the kickoff team, but quickly tackled near the 29-yard line. Will be close to about a 27-yard return. Appear to be having a bit of difficulties here using my Twitter account. Not sure what's going on here. Nonetheless, for those of you that are just joining us, score with 1 minute and 41 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Cal Allen 6, Ed Calchosa 0. First down play appears to be a run off the left side of the line. Not much of a hole to run, and in fact will result in nearly a 2-yard loss. It'll bring up a 2nd and 12. Ball spot near the 27-yard line. On 2nd and 12, Jackets will hand the ball off. Number 32, Roger Garcia. Correction, number 22, Xavier Pettis. Off the sweep to the right, and really not much room to run. Gets back to the original line of scrimmage. It'll bring up a 3rd down and 10 near the 29-yard line. My Twitter there, finally got it, as on 3rd and 10, Jackets will try to pass the ball. And running with the ball. Oh, it appears that there is a new quarterback in this series. Could it be? Could it be? I'm going to refer here to my cameraman. Is that Aaron? What's Aaron's last name? Lopez. All right. I wasn't sure about that. Surprise there. Coach Solis making an interesting decision here. Opts to put in sophomore quarterback Aaron Lopez, who was recently moved up from the JV. And after two unsuccessful attempts by number 18, senior quarterback or backup quarterback Isaac Prado, Coach Solis opts to go with sophomore quarterback Aaron Lopez. Well, the run, which would have been near the first down marker, was negated after a costly penalty. Wasn't able to see what the penalty was, but it does move the Jackets back nearly 15 yards. Brings up a third and about 16 or so. As Aaron has all kinds of time to throw, completes the pass to number 12, Jesse Haloma, who was open, but he was about 2 yards short of the first down. And you know what? That is just a poor decision there by number 12, Jesse Haloma. As a receiver, you have to know where the markers are. You're in a third and very long situation. You know, the worst thing you can do is come up short by a couple yards on the first down. Officially, it'll be a 2 yard fourth down play. And offense looking over to the sideline there like they might be going for this. This is a rather risky play. I stand corrected. It is the end of the first quarter there. I was a little concerned there if they were going to be going for it. They are still inside their own territory, about 40 yards out. I mean, I don't know, a fourth and two, you really want to risk it that close into your end zone, given that this is a tight ball game. And indeed, the punting unit for the Yellow Jackets has taken the field. New kicker had difficulty last week in the scrimmage against GP, replacing Miguel Garcia. Gets a booming kick that is taken by that strong wind out of the south, but number 3 for the Wildcats taking the ball and running with some authority. Nearly a 20-yard return. Almost a 50-yard punt, but is practically negated with a 20-yard return by the Wildcats. First and 10, near the 42-yard line of the Wildcats as the second quarter underway here. Your score 6-0 in favor of the Wildcats. Wildcats using a bit of, I don't really want to call it trickery, but let's call it razzle-dazzle. Using a bit of razzle-dazzle to put up 6 points there. Great job by the Jackets to block the PAT. Decides to, oh man. First down play, a double hitch play called, and it appears that there was some sort of confusion between the Carolina receivers. Two receivers dropped back on the same side for the hitch. And it appears that the quarterback was uncertain to who to throw it to. Fortunately, overthrows both receivers as Jesse Haloma steps up and would have definitely picked off the ball had the ball been on target. So the ball falls safely incomplete. It'll bring up a 2nd and 10. Ball still at the 42-yard line of the Wildcats as the quarterback drops back to pass as the receiver in the flats tackled by number 27, Americo Valdez, playing corner. Small pickup, maybe about 3 yards there, will bring up a 3rd and 7. Minutes and 12 seconds remaining here in the second quarter. Wildcats hoping to extend their lead, which is currently 6-0 over the Yellow Jackets. 3rd and 7. Quarterback drops back to pass. Has some time. Has a receiver open. makes the catch. Spins out. Definitely enough yardage for the first down. Plus about an additional 7 or 8 yards in Yellow Jacket territory. Receiver for the Wildcats finding a seam there in the middle of the field. And convert a big third down play for the Wildcats. You know, besides completing the big third down play, it also puts the ball inside Yellow Jacket territory. Wildcats knocking once again, hoping to score. First and 10, ball at the 42-yard line. Wildcat receiver having difficulty holding onto the ball. And Roger Garcia putting a big old pop there as their Wildcat receiver tries to bring the ball down, bobbles it a little bit, but just has no chance of hanging on it. As, like I said earlier, Roger Garcia putting a big old pop there. Crowd does erupt in its oohs as the hit did seem to rattle the receiver a little bit. That's maybe about 2 or 3 yards up the middle of the field. Crossing the 40-yard line near the 39. Still a third down and nearly 7. It's another sophomore sensation, Juan Verrial, in on the tackle. Cal Allen still in their spread formation. Moves two trips to the right. Quarterback with an option, pitches the ball. Oh, where's the holding there? Wow. Well, regardless of what may or may not have been called there, a huge hole for the option, or the option man to run through. But you know what? Hold on to your horses. There is a flag on the backside of the field. Traditionally not exactly where the holding that I saw, or at least that I thought I saw, occurred. Probably a different penalty. An offsides penalty. It appears that the receiver on the far end of the field for the Wildcats was lined up offsides. So the play will be negated. You know, I'm not sure. I mean, if wasn't a big gain there. I wonder if the Jackets have an option to decline it. Well, appears that they don't. But a huge mark off there, 10 yards. Pretty peculiar. Maybe it wasn't an offside penalty. I'm not sure. Well, nonetheless, 10 yards marked off. Brings up a third and nearly 20. Ball back into Wildcat territory at about the 46-yard line. And a long conversion here for the Wildcats. They're probably going to just try to put the ball into a good position to punt it here, as they will be punting against the wind. Number 52, Alex Garcia, coming up big for the Yellow Jackets. The Wildcats on third down and long try to pass the ball, and the rush was on. Jackets only sending 4, but that is all they needed to put all kinds of bad pressure on quarterback for the Wildcats. And Alex Garcia from the ground holding on to the foot of quarterback number 12 of the Wildcats and manages to come up with a big sack. Fourth down. Wildcats punt. We'll be punting from their own 40-yard line against this ferocious wind. And if this punter gets it up in the air, it's not going to go more than 25 yards. Well, with 8 minutes and 56 seconds, the Jackets decide that they want to talk about it. I guess they want to probably get a return going or something. Nonetheless, timeout, Yellow Jackets, 8:56, 6-0, your score in favor of the Wildcats. And let's take this time and take a quick pause for the cause. You are listening to Ed Cantos, Sports Radio.
Ed Cantos, Sports Radio. brought to you by CV the Hispanic Titanic, alongside with the host with the most, Perry Ellis, bringing you games live from the Hive.
EEJackets.com, your number one sports authority for everything. Ed Couchelsa.
We are back live here from Phil Danaher Field. Cal Allen punting the ball. Oh, man, what was that guy doing for the Yellow Jackets? Okay, let me see if I can sum this up for you. The Wildcats punting from their own 40. Ball travels about 25 yards, as I said earlier, and takes a Yellow Jacket bounce about 15 yards back. And appears to have been a lineman for the Jackets who sees the ball coming to him and tries to pick it up. Unfortunately, though, or fortunately, does hold on to it as he is immediately hit and doesn't fumble it. Once again, that's one of those things where you just tell everyone, get away from the ball. But nonetheless, Jack is taking over at the 50-yard line. So with the exchange, only losing about 10 yards there on the punt. First and 10, and a surprise here. Number 32, Roger Garcia. Lined up as quarterback. No, I stand corrected. No, he is lined up at quarterback. And the Wildcat offense in effect. It's a trap. Roger Garcia with some room to run to the 40. 35, and he is finally brought down close to about a 15-yard pickup. And a bit of confusion there. It appears that, I guess, the Yellow Jackets took out sophomore quarterback Aaron Lopez and decided to put Roger into the quarterback position. But we're missing a fullback. I guess there was a miscommunication there. But it appears now that things are squared away, and the play goes for about 15 yards there as Garcia fakes the handoff and follows his guard, who comes around from the backside and leads the way for a 15-yard gain. 8 minutes and 30 seconds counting here at the 35-yard line. Yellow Jackets first and 10, and it's going to be a sweep to the right. Handoff to number 22, Xavier Bettis, who is fighting for some yards there. Does get near 5 yards on the play. It'll bring up a second and 5 from the 30-yard line. So as this second quarter continues to wind down here, it appears that fortunes may have switched a bit as the Yellow Jackets fortunate on a punt attempt and now fortunate with good field position and now fortunate with the opportunity to put the ball as they're 30 yards out from the end zone. Roger at the quarterback, tries a quarterback keeper, but the defense for the Wildcats prepared for that play as they manage to stream him out of bounds and end up causing Roger to take about a 3-yard loss, 4-yard loss. It'll bring up a third down and about 8. Ball spot near the 33-yard line for the Yellow Jackets. So a big third down conversion here. Once again, Roger in a shotgun, 3 receivers to the right, takes a snap, it's an option to the left. Roger's going to keep it and tries to barrel his way for the first down, and it looks like he is going to be just a hair short. More than likely, we are going to see an official's timeout here, and indeed, there are the signals. The sticks are going to come out for an official measurement. Do want to remind fans that one of the many partners that EEJackets.com works with is CanvasWarriors.com. Once again, www.CanvasWarriors.com. It is a locally run and locally sponsored website for fans of Rio Grande Valley boxing. And after the official measurement, the ball is short. And the Jackets decide to go for it, and they come up short by almost a yard there as the Wildcats, anticipating the run up the middle, stuff the middle of the field. They pretty much bring the entire house. And wow, a very generous spot
by the officials for the Yellow Jackets. Can't complain too much. A very, very, very generous spot. I could have swore that he didn't get to the 25-yard line. But the ball sitting very close and near the 25-yard line. You know what? I stand corrected. I think they may have just gotten this. Nope, they did not. Wait. Did they? No, they did not. Now, these are the slowest officials ever. That or they're just really really good at playing the crowd here, keeping them in suspense there. As it looks like he's going to say first down. Then he turns to signal that it wasn't. Playing with people's emotions. Seven minutes here remaining in the second quarter. Your score is still 6-0 in favor of the Wildcats. And after what appeared to be fortunate breaks for the Yellow Jackets, unable to capitalize as the Wildcats find themselves now with a first and 10 from the 25-yard line and are looking to possibly score and run out this second quarter. Has a receiver open, just cannot complete it. Number 33 for the Wildcats has been the man so far. On more than one occasion, this probably being the third occasion, the quarterback for the Wildcats just cannot put the ball where it needs to be. If he puts that ball where it needs to be on both those three different occasions, definitely would not be a 6-0 affair. But then again, I guess that's the way the game of football goes down. If here and there, if one thing happens, another thing happens, definitely outcomes of ball games are changed. But nonetheless, 6-0 our score still. Second and 10 after the incomplete pass from the 25-yard line. And Danaher is going to put it on the ground as the running back for the Wildcats barrels through the line. Maybe picks up near close to about 3 yards. It'll bring up a third and 7. A lot of fans here on hand. Still the Yellow Jacket visiting side, nowhere near capacity. If I had to put a percentage on it, I'd probably say near 35 to 40% full. So I hope there's a lot of fans tuning into tonight's ballgame using Ed Council Sports Radio. Hopefully that's what it means. Third and about 7. Wildcats drop back to pass, has some time. Is that 60? Big time sack there, big time sack, but it appears to be number 60, and I'm checking here my roster on eejackets.com. Number 60 would be George Escobar, who made the transition from the offensive line to the defensive line this year and is playing the tackle position. Comes up big with a huge sack. Brings the quarterback down for nearly a 7 or 8 yard loss. It'll bring up a 4th and about 13. Ball spot near the 22-yard line. And given the way players are changing, it appears that with 5:37 left in the second quarter that the Wildcats will be punting the ball. And the ball punted. Punted against this strong wind. Flies about 25, 26 yards. And the thing that number 32, Roger Garcia, the return man, did not realize was that it was a high punt. And despite not going very far, the fact that it was very high gave the Catalan Wildcats plenty of time as they come up with a huge hit that sends the crowd here at the Catalan home side into Klee as Roger Garcia takes a punishing hit and is brought down immediately to the ground. Nonetheless, the Jackets are in Wildcat territory, first and 10, and appears number 9, Aaron Lopez, back in the game. Roger at the fullback and is handed the ball up the middle of the field. Picks up nearly 2 yards, second and 8. Clock continues to run. 4 minutes and 45 seconds here in the second quarter. Surely would be nice if the Yellow Jackets could put up some points here before the half. down by six. Good, oh, wow. Give you the action right now. Roger now back into the quarterback position. Opts to appear to have been a design play to the right, a quarterback keeper. But given the traffic on the right-hand side of the field, makes a huge cutback and pretty much opts to go to the left side of the field. And has a little bit of room to run. Does get the first down. And the ball will be spotted at the 37-yard line. Nearly a 7-yard pickup there for Roger Garcia. Roger Garcia back at the quarterback position in the Wildcat. Here come the Calhoun Wildcats on the blitz. Roger rolling to the pass. And the ball overthrown as Halomo pays the price for even attempting to make the catch as he is immediately hit as soon as the ball flies over his head. And I think this is that particular play right there was police just showing the Wildcats that they will attempt a pass with Roger in the backfield. Unfortunately, the pass was not on target there. 3 minutes and 59 seconds. Clock is stopped due to the incomplete pass. 3:59 remaining in the second quarter. Second and 10. Ball still at this 37. And Roger still at quarterback. Has motion. Trips to the left. Jet sweep. Fakes it. Keeps the ball. Runs up the middle. Has a little seam. Left and right. Left and right. And razzle dazzles away for maybe about 5 yards, 6 yards. Ball spot near the 32-yard line. It'll bring up a third and about four. Do want to thank you, all those people that are tuned in tonight's ball game. You are listening to Ed Calchosa Sports Radio, home of La Máquina Amarilla. A third down and four situation here as Roger Garcia still at the quarterback position. Spread, hands the ball off, decides to keep it, pulls it in and out of the hands of the intended running back. And the dual threat here really coming into full effect here as Roger Garcia really rode that fullback all the way and pulled it in, pulled the ball out at the very last second to keep it. And his run may have been good enough for the first down. Waiting for the official ruling. It appears that there will be no measurement. It will be ruled fourth down and about one. More like fourth down and about 1 foot. But nonetheless, no official measurements coming. And the Yellow Jackets decide that they want to talk about it. So with 2 minutes and 30 seconds here, Yellow Jackets in a fourth and 1 foot situation at the 28-yard line opt to call for a timeout. And in fact, let's use this time to take a timeout of our own. You are listening to Ed Calchosa Sports Radio.
Ed Calchosa Sports Radio, brought to you by CV the Hispanic Titanic, alongside with the host, with the most, Perry Ellis, bringing you games live from the high.
EEJackets.com, your number one sports authority for everything. Ed Calchosa.
Something new. Stop, drop, shut them down, open up shop. Oh, no, that's how rough fighters roll. Stop, drop, shut them down, open up shop. Oh, no, that's how rough fighters roll. Niggas wanna.
And play was about to resume here, but it appears that Coach Solis has convinced the referees to conduct a
official measurement. And wow. Wow. The crowd there for the Yellow Jackets in a mixed reaction of boos, booing the referees and cheers for the Yellow Jacket first down. So before they could even go for it, wise call there by Solis to call the timeout, force the referees to measure and get the fourth down without having to attempt the fourth and 1 foot. So naturally, like I said earlier, a mixed reaction from the crowds booing the refs for the situation. But you know, once again, it's one of those things with 2 minutes and 30 seconds, you cannot afford to really waste time. They felt that it was short and that was the call they made. Well, nonetheless, the Yellow Jackets opt to go back to their tight formation. And it's a bit of a surprise considering that most of the success the Yellow Jackets have had has been from that spread formation. But nonetheless, going back to this tight formation, trying to run the ball up the middle off the right side of the line and maybe picks up about one. Number 21, Brandon Martinez on the carry. Brings up a second and 9, ball at about the 26-yard line. And again, in this tight formation, strength to the left side of the line. Aaron Lopez drops back to pass, ducks one receiver, keeps the ball, decides to run it still on his feet. Diving for the first down, and we have a flag coming out on the secondary. And, you know, that's in that, I didn't see any Yellow Jackets in that territory. It's kind of in the area of where Aaron Lopez was at. We might have a face mask call here, or a late hit out of bounds. It was kind of close, that hit. But we'll wait to see what the men in black and white rule. But nonetheless, the ball carrier, quarterback Aaron Lopez, back in the game. Ducks a would-be blitzer. Manages to scramble. Doesn't even have time to even look for any receivers. Keeps the ball. Runs for nearly the first down. And it's coming back. Well, I didn't really see a receiver, but just because I didn't see it doesn't mean it wasn't there. Yellow Jackets charged with a illegal block. I'm guessing it was an illegal block in the back. Therefore, a resulting play, a 10-yard loss, brings the Jackets back to the original line of scrimmage, second and 10. 1 minute and 42 seconds here, as the Jackets have been threatening for the last 4 minutes or so within Wildcat territory, but just have not had the opportunity to punch it in. Aaron Lopez running to his left, tries to pass, and is going to be brought down. Really didn't set up at all to try to pass the ball. And you know what I'm starting to notice is just Aaron Lopez is having difficulty passing the ball there. Running to his left, of course, a right-handed quarterback. Running to his left, a right-handed quarterback couldn't even switch his feet to even attempt to pass there, as he is immediately brought down for a sack, losing nearly 9 yards. It'll bring up a third and 19, ball spot at the 36. And this is probably what we want to see from Aaron Lopez, a double-double spread formation. Here comes the blitz, though. And Roger in the flats, the intended receiver, but the ball is overthrown. Aaron Lopez is showing signs of having a ability to throw the ball and put the ball in where it needs to be. The thing is, though, given his status as a sophomore, doesn't quite have the ability to throw on the run. Appears to have difficulty when the pressure is on, and that's pretty natural for any young quarterback. And hold on to your horses here. Flags fly out before the Jackets could get the punt off. And more boos coming from the Yellow Jacket fans. It appears that the back judge threw a flag, thinking that there were 12 men on the field. Does the counting and realizes there are only 11. So it waves off the flag. It'll still be a 4th and 19, and the Jackets will still be punting the ball. The snap, the kick, the punt. Got to land at the 5. And unable to keep the punt from entering the end zone,
Therefore, the Wildcats will take over at the 20-yard line. Halomo did have an opportunity to try to keep that ball in bounds, but got to give credit to the Wildcat receiver, Wildcat defender, who was pretty much all over Halomo and prevented him from doing his job of keeping the ball outside of the goal area or the end zone. Well, the Wildcats take over first and 10, 50 seconds here remaining in the second quarter. Has a receiver open in the flats, dumps it off, has some room to run, 10 yards, 15, 20 yards, gets out to about the 40-yard line, will be about a 20-yard pickup. 41 seconds here, and you know what? Now that that particular play happened, I think that Danaher probably has a new sense of, as opposed to running out the clock, maybe potentially putting up some points here with 41 seconds. About 60 yards out. Haven't really seen, well, you know what? I take it back. We have seen the Cal Allen kicker. Didn't really look too impressive of a kick, even though it was blocked. I don't think that the kicker for the Wildcats really has a lot of distance on him, but you know what? That has yet to be evaluated. First down and 10. Quarterback drops back to pass. Completes the pass on a quick curl route and manages to split two defenders makes it into Yellow Jacket territory. So in the last two plays, the Wildcats gaining nearly 38 yards here. And again, another completion up the middle. Appears to have been a fumble on the play. But no sense of urgency as ball is ruled to have been claimed back by the Wildcats. So a bit of surprise here as the Wildcat offense, who hasn't exactly shown the ability to pick apart the Ed Cauchosa defense, has managed to gain a lot of yards here in the last two plays, and find themselves in Yellow Jacket territory at about the 37-yard line with 20 seconds to go. Well, with this Cal Allen Wildcat timeout, we'll use it to take a timeout of our own. We want to remind you that you are tuned in and listening to Ed Cauchosa Sports Radio.
Yo, Vanilla, kick it one time, boy.
Yo, VIP, let's kick it.
We are back here live. It was a second down and 6 play as the Wildcats do drop back to pass. Quarterback for the Wildcats opt to not pass the ball. Tries to run up the middle of the field and maybe gains a couple yards there. Brings up a third and about 4. Ball spot now near the 36-yard line. Remind you that you are listening to Ed Cauchosa Sports Radio. People from all over the nation are tuned into tonight's ball game, and I would like to welcome those people. I do want to remind you that if you are unable to tune into tonight's ball game, you can always check and receive updates via Twitter on your cell phone. Sign up for a Twitter account, looking for the Twitter account name EE Jackets, and of course, you can receive those updates as they are available. Currently 30 slots taken. Tuning into tonight's ballgame, we want to welcome all those people. Third down, Callahan back to pass, has the receiver open, and Rogers going to step up and make a big interception there. And, oh, you hate to see that happen. An unfortunate... That's one of those things where you just kind of have to giggle about it. Number 52, Alex Garcia, and a bad dash to put a hit on a guy that was trailing after Roger Garcia after the interception, and inadvertently knocks the crap out of Roger. And is officially now awarded a tackle. Unfortunately, it's a tackle of his own teammate. Therefore, with 3 seconds remaining here, the Yellow Jackets do retain possession, or gain possession, at about the 23-yard line. And it looks like, given the tight formation, that the Yellow Jackets are probably going to kneel this ball here. Stand corrected. They hand it off off tackle. Not really much of a game. Obviously, the play just to run the clock out, and it does. Your score, halftime, 6-0 in favor of the Cal Allen Wildcats.